Blog Talk Radio.
My name is James William Gregory, Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor of this church ministry. This is GNN, Gregory News Network, my network, by the grace of God. Been on the air since 1999. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show, which is now GNN, Gregory News Network. Coming to you here from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida. Today is March 22nd, 2015. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, shall be saved. Heaven is a real place, hell is a real place, and so is the lake of fire. Those people that receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, and faith alone, repenting from their sins, you have a home in heaven someday. For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The goodness of God leads you to repentance. You can call in right now here. I'm coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. The live call-in number here at Blog Talk Radio, 347-633-9660. Down one first, 347-633-9660. And after this 15-minute live broadcast, you can also call me on my cell phone, area code 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. A special shout-out to Mile High Baptist Church in Denver, Colorado. Friends of mine out there, Pastor Kerry Neufeld and his family. God bless them. They helped me out a lot when I was there in the Denver area not too long ago. And now here's some the Word of God, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. In my opinion, the interpretation of that verse, evil people are getting worse. They deceive people, and they are deceived, and they don't even realize it. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. Let me read it again. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Another verse out of 2 Timothy, and this one is chapter 4. Verse 14 and 15, a couple more verses. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. The Apostle Paul ran into a person named Alexander, a coppersmith, and he did evil against the Apostle Paul, and the Lord reward him according to his works. You know, evil will not go unpunished, ladies and gentlemen. God will punish evil people. He will punish them. Now, they can repent, believing and trusting the Lord, but if they don't repent, they're on their way to hell. And the Bible says death and hell will be cast into the burning lake of fire for all eternity. But those people who repent, believing and trusting the Lord, they go to heaven when they die. Praise the Lord. Verse 15 of 2 Timothy chapter 4, of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. You know, a lot of people out there, I preach the word of God, they listen, they laugh at me, they mock me, they make fun of me, they greatly withstood our words, and they're going to pay. If they don't repent, believing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago, I believe, He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb. And he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, praying for us. And one day the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor of this church ministry. It's a home church, a street preaching ministry, and also worldwide on the internet here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and sometimes on Instagram. And today's Sunday, March 22nd, 2015. The time right now is 6:06 a.m. Eastern Time, which is 3:06 a.m. Pacific Time. And now I'm going to read out of the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, in the Holy Word of God, the King James Version of the Word of God, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. Zechariah, chapter 14. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished. And half of the city shall go forth in the captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azoth. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. We will be with the Lord. Yes. Those people that believe and trust in the Lord, they are a saint. I'm a saint of God. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light, and it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. Reading out of the book of Zechariah, chapter 14. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth in that day. Shall there be one Lord, and his name one. All the land shall be turned as a plain from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, and it shall be lifted up, inhabited in her place, from Benjamin's gate unto the place of the first gate, unto the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel unto the king's wine presses. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. Some Bible theologians describe this as a nuclear attack, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. And Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel in great abundance. Still have about 5 minutes left of this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Also, you can catch my YouTube broadcast at any time under my name, James Gregory, for my network, GMN Gregory News Network. Also, I'm on Twitter at Gregory of News. That's at GregoryOfNews. And check out my Facebook site. Like my Facebook site, under my name, James W. Gregory Jr. Okay, so check it out. You can send me an email anytime, quakeman30@gmail.com. That's spelled quakeman30@gmail.com. You know, time is short, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to raise funds to go to Israel. If it's God's will for me to go to Israel, he will provide a way. If not, he won't provide a way for me to go. But I'm trusting the Lord all the way. Recently, I've been having some health problems, so you keep me in your prayers, ladies and gentlemen. Much appreciated, and God bless you. A special shout-out to my ex-wife, Christy. I still care about you. If you ever need me for anything, give me a call anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to contact me after this broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio, you can call me on my cell phone, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. You still have a few minutes where you can call in to Blog Talk Radio. They're headquartered in New York City, but I'm broadcasting here from Jacksonville, Florida on blogtalkradio.com/quakeman70. Call in right now, 347-633-9660. You dial one first, 347-633-9660. We're in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people are saying that President Barack Hussein Obama is the Antichrist. If he is, he's in big trouble with God Almighty. Whoever the Antichrist is in big trouble with God Almighty. I believe also that Pope Francis is the false prophet. And you know, the Antichrist and the false prophet, the Bible says, are going to team up. And already President Obama has met with Pope Francis of the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church is not of God, ladies and gentlemen, is not of God. Most Catholics that I know have never repented, believing and trusting the Lord. Now, there are some that have repented, and they left the Catholic Church and went to a good Bible-believing church. But the majority of Catholics had never repented, believing and trusting the Lord. They pray to different saints, and their prayers are going to go unanswered, okay? There's only one mediator between God and man, and he's the God-man, Christ Jesus. If you pray to anyone else other than Christ Jesus, your prayers will go unanswered. You're sinning against God, okay? The Pope cannot save you. Mary cannot save you. Mary is not God. She rejoiced in Jesus Christ, her Savior. She was a sinner. Mary is a sinner, okay? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, when Mary had the Lord Jesus Christ, okay, she did not have sex. Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. She was a virgin. The Holy Ghost overshadowed her, and Jesus Christ was born, a miracle from God, born of a virgin. Mary was a virgin. But afterwards, after the Lord Jesus Christ was born, Mary had more children with Joseph, okay? She had more children. But Jesus Christ was miraculously conceived by the Holy Ghost inside of the womb of Mary. Okay, she was a virgin. But afterwards, after she had Jesus Christ, she had sex and, you know, she was no longer a virgin. She had children after Jesus Christ. Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be wrapping up. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon the Lord right now and ask him to save your soul, and he will do so. Yes, he will. It is impossible for God to lie. Satan is the liar. You don't listen to the devil. You listen to God Almighty. Okay, wrapping up, 10 seconds to go. My name is James William Gregory, Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GMN, Gregory News Network. I just started a newspaper the other day. the Target of Jacksonville, a Christian online newspaper. Take care for now.